Well, I don't think I have to remind anybody that international students are a vital market for WA's multi-billion dollar education sector, but new figures for visa applications are showing a slump in the numbers of people choosing to study in the West. Why is it so? Well, we've gone to a migration expert, Perth-based migration expert, Stephen O'Neill from ISCAR Migration. G'day, Stephen. Thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon, Harvey.
What is the reason, do you think?
Okay, well, look, students who migrate or come here to study in Australia really are after one main goal. They really want to see there's a future for them in terms of a permanent visa. And there's only two ways that students can achieve that. It's either through the points test or it's through companies wanting to sponsor them to work in skilled positions in Australia. So that's their big incentive. It doesn't matter what the federal government do in terms of wanting students just to come here and study and go back to their home country. They can choose any country in the world they want to go to, and they choose to come to Australia and Western Australia because they want to see there is an area that really wants them to move there and that they've got permanent visa prospects.
But unfortunately, the numbers appear to be dwindling. Has the change of government at a state level made any difference?
I think they've made a significant difference, Harvey. We wrote to the Premier before he got elected and warned him that losing the RSMS status was going to have a big effect on student enrolments in WA. Since then, we've tried to have meetings with the Premier and the Treasurer. They both declined. We ended up talking to the Department of Training, who were helpful, but clearly there are political forces above them. And we explained to them, look, if you don't offer the incentives that other states offer, students are not going to choose Western Australia. We did a survey of over 500 students, and 88% of those said they would not advise their friends and family to study in WA because the messages the Premier is sending out is that students are not welcome here, that they're taking Western Australian jobs, which just isn't the facts.
I thought that the government needed some money. It would seem to me that they're snubbing their nose at what is a pretty big take annually. What's it worth to the economy, do you think, Stephen? Do you have those figures per year?
Yeah, look, the figures we've got, certainly the Western Australian economy, according to government figures, is $2 billion a year. It's worth 10,000 full-time Western Australian jobs per year, and that's taking a big hit at the moment. The drop is huge. It certainly was 12% up until March this year, whereas the rest of Australia had grown. The April figures show a 32% drop in student enrolments in Western Australia.
Wow.
And in May, it's dropped to 11%, where the rest of the country actually grew 18%. So it's going to have a significant effect on income for the Treasurer, but even more importantly, it's going to lose thousands of WA jobs over the next 2 years.
Yeah, they're in free fall by the sound of things, and I understand that a lot of students that would otherwise look to Australia to further their studies are now turning their attention to places like Canada.
Absolutely, mate. I mean, there are students who are here already committed. They borrowed a lot of money to come and study in WA. They thought WA was going to be an attractive place to go, and for them it's going to be very hard to move. Certainly some of them are talking to us about Canada now. The big problem, Harvey, is the students overseas. The growth in numbers over the next 2, 3, 4 years, they're just not going to choose Western Australia. They're being told by their friends and family here who are studying, look, WA don't want you. They close the RSMS process. The state migration list is nowhere near as attractive as the other states. If you're going to come to Australia, go to Victoria, go to South Australia, go to Tasmania. If you don't, come to Australia, go to Canada. And it's really a struggle, not just for the educational institutions, but all the services around that as well. They've already talked to the Premier a couple of weeks ago. They explained to him the pressures they're under. The Premier apparently said to them, look, he understands, and then comes out a week later and says, look, the state list is going to be slashed. It was only 202 places last year, Harvey. It was such a small number, but the message it sends to students is WA, you know, at the moment is not a place to go and study.
Yeah, I'm not taking sides here at all in this particular issue, Stephen, but can I just put this to you? part of the reason it would seem that students were, and I'll use the past tense now, were attracted to Western Australia so much was that their visas would allow a working period of maybe in some cases up to 2 years, with the possible aim that they could then gain permanent residency and then enter the workforce. So perhaps what the government is saying, and under those circumstances, that might cost local jobs or jobs from those who were born and raised here.
Sure. Look, there's a few issues around that, Harvey. First of all, the visas that they can get after study actually allow them to work 2 years anyway in those jobs. So if the employer really wanted to employ those particular students, they could do. But the program, the visa program that was closed, actually meant they had to show they couldn't find an Australian to work in that job, first of all. The second thing is, each skilled migrant who actually migrates to Western Australia creates 1.6 jobs. They come here with their own money, they're young, they're going to be paying taxes for years and years, they create growth in the economy. So they actually create more jobs than they take. And the really important thing is, all of this was around just a few hundred jobs. You know, the amount of jobs that was saved by slashing the state list and closing the RSMS to trade occupations was just a few hundred. But it's worth 10,000 jobs. The figures don't add up.
So where do we go from here then? How do we reverse the trend, if that's possible, to reverse it at this stage, Stephen?
What they need to do, Harvey, is they need to look at what the other states do. If you look at Queensland, Tasmania, Northern Territory, South Australia, the ACT, Victoria, they all offer incentives for an international student to study in their state. They offer an expanded state migration list. They offer easier ways to qualify if your occupation is on that list. And the numbers are much less, the actual visas granted are much less than the jobs it creates. So it's a win-win for those states. Western Australia offers nothing. There's no incentives at all on top of the message the Premier sent out, which was actually to cut the list as well. So really they need to look at what the other states do, and they need to offer incentives to international students to enrol here.
Yeah, as we discussed yesterday, a lot of ministers are on holidays at the moment, acting Premier Roger. So when you said you haven't been able to talk to them, it's probably part of the reason, I don't know. But the acting Premier, as he is at the moment, Roger Cook, made an interesting statement here, and he said, to make WA more attractive to international students considering where to go, Mr Cook said the government will seek to find better ways to promote Perth and WA. I'd like to know exactly how he's going to do that.
Harvey, that's head in the sand stuff. $2 million in marketing in an industry that spends $2 billion a year, that's chicken feed. Students don't come here just because they have glossy videos or that the universities are you know, well-dressed up, or the TAFE colleges will give them a lift from the airport to give them, you know, nice accommodation. They come here for visa prospects. Australia's a wonderful country. All the cities have got the same attraction for an international student. The competing factor, the differential factor is, does the state offer any incentives for international students to study in their state for their future visa prospects? And marketing won't change that.
Stephen, thank you very much for your time, and I'm sure our listeners will have a comment or two on that. We appreciate your time today.
Have a great day, Harvey. Thanks.
Perth-based migration expert Stephen O'Neill from ISCAR Migration.